Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the differences between bishul on Shabbos and bishul basar v'chalav. And now we will continue. In the previous shiur, we saw that on Shabbos it doesn't say a lashon of bishul. So as long as you fix it, make some sort of tikkun, it's going to be included in the malacha. And therefore, even ishun, even smoking it, would be bishul, would be as asur on Shabbos. It's bishul, and basur b'chalav, there's this lashon in the Torah of bishul. So one could argue, et ma'ushan, as in bishul, because bishul means with water, that's what cooking is. So in the previous shiur, we mentioned chamei tveria. So the Rambam, in the Hilchos Machalos Asuros that we quoted, Shtel's Tzu equates between Chamei Tveria and Me'ushan, and he says in both cases one doesn't get Malkus, but he doesn't say one is Pater when it comes to Basar B'chalav. Rambam writes Hame'ushan Behamavushal Bechame Tveria Ain Lokin Allah Behen Ain Uchayotabem Ain Lokin Allah. There's going to be no Malkus. So we saw the Magid Mishnah, who was Medaik in the Rambam, that the Rambam is Mesupik. Whether there is an Isser of Bishul Basar B'chalav when it comes to Me'ushan and Mavushal. That was the way the Kesef Mishnah the Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam, that he's Mesupik about Me'ushan and Mevushal B'chamei Tveria, and therefore he says that there is going to be no Malkus. However, there is going to be an Isser de Oraisa, notwithstanding the Chilik that we made. The Rambam doesn't have to accept our Chilik. Could be that the Rambam holds Me'ushan and Mevushal B'chamei Tveria are Asurei D'Oraisa, even though it says Lo Sevashel Kedi B'Chalev Imo, it says the Lashon of Bishul. So that's both Me'ushan and Chamei Tveria. When it's cooked in the hot springs of Tveria, not with fire, then it would also be possibly an Isser of Basar B'Chalav. And that's what again we saw in the Yerushalmi in Adarim, that Gam Bishul B'Chamei Tveria Lenin Basar B'Chalav is a Safek D'Oraisa V'Kach Kosev HaMabit B'Kiryat Sefer. However, the Pri Chodesh writes that since we say in Shabbos 40b that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria B'Shabbos is only Asur D'Rabbanan Hu Hadin Lenin Basar B'Chalav, so the Pri Chodesh wants to say that since we see that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria on Shabbos is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, the same would apply to Basar B'Chalav. They're both only going to be Asser D'Rabbanan. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because even though the Inyan Shabbos Hamavashul B'Chamei Tveria Pater, that's because on Shabbos we require a Bishul B'Toldos Ha'or, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. Just like we find by Bishul B'Chama, cooking it in the sun. It has to be B'tol D'Asor, it has to be with fire, Tolda fire. But when it comes to Bishul Basar B'Chalav, any type of Bishul is going to be Lo Sevashel, and it's going to be an Isser Torah. So we can make a chiluk between Bishul on Shabbos and Bishul Basar B'Chalav B'Chamei Tveria. And when it comes to Bishul B'Chamei Tveria, that's where the Rambam writes that it's a Safek Isser D'Oraisa. When it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos, that's Dafka going to be, if it's fire, but not if it's Bishul B'chamei Tveria. So we have a Gemara in Shabbos 40b that says that Bishul B'chamei Tveria and Shabbos only Nisdrabanan, and the Pri Chodesh wants to say Huadin Linyan Basar B'chalav, so we could be Mechalik, and we could say no, the Dafka on Shabbos it's only Nisdrabanan, but when it comes to Bishul Basar B'chalav, it's going to be an Isur Daraisa. The Rambam still wasn't sure, because the Yerushalmi has a suffix. The Yerushalmi was misupik about Bishul B'chamei Tveria. It's not definitely an Isur Torah, it's possibly an Isur Torah, and therefore the Rambam paskin it's a suffix. So when it comes to Shabbos, it's cool minat Torah, it's fine because it's not fire. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, then it is not going to be okay. It might be an Isur Doraisa. Because you don't need necessarily fire. But again, the Yerushalmi is Mesupik, so the Rambam is also Mesupik. And the Pri Chadash is Lashitaso, that he holds, like we saw in the previous shir, that the Geder of Bishul B'Shabbos and Basar B'Cholav are the same Geder. So therefore the Pri Chadash says, like we saw a few minutes ago, that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria B'Shabbos is only Asur D'Rabbanan on Shabbos Mem Amud Beis, Huadin Basar B'Cholav. So Basar B'Cholav is also only going to be Asur D'Rabbanan. So we could be Mechalik, but the Pri Chadash is not, because he holds that it's the same Geder. And we're Mechalik because we're suggesting that it's a different Geder. That might be the case. However, we can prove that it is not, because it says in Psachim, on page 41a, Amar Rav Chisda, HaMevashel B'Chamei Tveria, someone cooks in the hot springs of Tveria on Shabbat, Potur. Somebody, we've had Shiurim on this in the past, if I'm not mistaken. Very interesting. A lot of interesting Torah in this Gemara. Someone cooks in the hot springs of Tiberias on Shabbos, he is Potur. Pesach Shebishlo B'Chamei Tveria, Chayiv. If he cooks the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. If he cooks the Korban Pesach B'Chamei Tveria, he is Chayiv. Maishna frek the Gemara B'Shabbos Delo, the Todos Seish Binin Veleka. Why on Shabbos is it not an Isser D'Oraisa of Bishul? Because we need Todos Seish, and we don't have that. Pesach Nami Lav Todos Seishu. So Pesach also there's no fire, just like on Shabbos no fire, Pesach no fire. So why Chamei Tveria you say Chayiv? Omar Rava, my Chayiv, the Katan, what does it mean Chayiv? When it says that on Pesach, if you are Mevashel the Pesach B'Chamei Tveria, you are Chayiv, what does it mean you're Chayiv? What it means you're Chayiv is that you're over on Kim Tzli Esh. Then you're Mevashel B'Chamei Tveria, it's not Sli Eish. And Rav Chisda holds that you get Malkus on a Lav Shebechlalos. And therefore you're Chayiv for eating this, because it wasn't Sli Eish. And this is what's called a Lav Shebechlalos, not getting into the Sugi over there. But Al Kopanim, what do we see from this Gemara? You're not over on lo sochel mevushel, and not eating something cooked, because this is not considered cooked, but rather it's not considered sliyesh. That's cooked, it's not, but sliyesh it's also not. Now, in the what's Sliyesh? Roasted by fire. It's definitely not considered roasted by fire. So now, in the Havamina, that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria Yerchayav, Alts Isser Bishul, And on that, the Gemara says, from the fact that by Shabbos it's not Bishul, by Pesach it's also not Bishul. So based on what we said in the previous shiur and what we're saying now, what does Pesach have to do with Shabbos? Pesach should be like Basar B'Cholav. Why should Pesach be like Basar B'Cholav? Because by Pesach it says a lashon of Bishul. So just like by Basar B'Cholav we said it says a lashon of Bishul. And therefore, it has to be Dafka Bishul. It has to be with liquid. So too, the Karban Pesach. So, if that's true, then what's the Gemara comparing Shabbos to Pesach for? Yes, by Shabbos, you're Pater. But by Pesach, you should be Chayiv, because it's liquid. It is considered Mevushel. Torah was Makbid on Bishel. And Shabbos, it has to be like it was in the Mishkan. These should be two different Gedarim. So what's the Gemara comparing Shabbos to Pesach for? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbeinu Kolonimus in the Sefer Yichusei Tanaim ve'Amoraim Be'erech Rav Chiya Bereder of Nasan brings in the name of the Riva HaLevi to ask Kasha, my inyan Pesach l'Shabbos. What does Pesach have to do with Shabbos? Shabbos we require Dumi de Mishkan. Pesach doesn't have to be Dumi de Mishkan. Doesn't have to be like it was in the Mishkan. Doesn't have to be Bishul Be'esh. So that's our Kasha. What is the connection between? So we already have a Rishon already. What does it have to do with what does Pesach have to do with Shabbos? And he answered that in Nedarim 49a, we say that the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia is that Noder min ha-mevushel aser b'tzli. That if someone makes a neder that he's not going to get hana from something cooked, he is not allowed to get hana from something roasted. Ve'afal pisha ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. And even though there is no proof for the matter, there is some sort of indication in the pasuk, because it says, "Vayivashlu haPesach ba'esh kamishpat." They cooked the Pesach in fire. Ooh, so you see a lashon of bishul, and you see a lashon of roasting. So even though there it says that the pasuk only nesmach to ba'al, nevertheless we can learn that Pesach requires Bishul Dafka al Yidei Ha'esh. It says if you're no there, you make a neder, you're not going to get enough from a bushel, you're not going to get enough from tzli, because by Pesach, it uses a lashon, even though Pesach is tzli, it uses a lashon of bishul. So therefore, bishul also applies to tzli, to roasted. And he proved there from El HaNazir that Stam Bishul on the Pasuk is with fire. So you see that Bishul has to be Dafka with fire. And if that's true, that's what the Gemara's Havamina is. The Gemara says that by Shabbos you're Pater because there's no fire. So by Karban Pesach, where you also need a fire, you should be Pater. And here there's no fire, it's just Chamei Tveria. The Noda B'Yehuda in Tinyana Yoredeya Simen Mem Gimel and the Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Simen Peches write that the reason that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria is that Bishul B'Chamei Tveria isn't considered Derech Bishul Ela Bishul Al Yidei Ha'or. So why is Bishul B'chamei Tveria not considered Bishul? Because this isn't Derech Bishul. And that's why the Gemara says that it's not, right, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it's not considered Bishul neither for Shabbos nor for Pesach. Why not? Because Bishul is Al Yidei Ha'or. for this reason, not only on Shabbos you need or, on Pesach you also need or, you need fire. And the same would apply to Basar B'Cholav. And they were mechavein to what we saw earlier in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbeinu Kolonimus in the Sefer Yichusei Tanayim V'Amoraim, who says the same vort, that when it comes to Pesach, you need a fire, because Bishul implies a fire. Therefore, if it doesn't have fire, it's not considered Bishul. And the same thing would then therefore be with Bishul Basar B'Cholav. That Bishul Basar B'Cholav B'Chamei Tveria would be no good, because wouldn't be considered Bishul, because Bishul requires a fire. However, we are left with a conundrum. Manase, that midivrei HaRambam you see lehedya, that even though with regard to Shabbos, Bishul B'Chamei Tveria is but an Isser D'Rabbanan, nevertheless, Le'inyan Basar V'Cholav, Le'inyan Basar V'Cholav, Ma Hadin, Hadin Hu, she's a Safek Isser Torah. That Chamei Tveria is a Safek Isser Torah. So we want to understand, Ma'ishna Basar V'Cholav Mi'Pesach. How is Basar V'Cholav different than Pesach? Basar B'Cholav is Bishul, and there's no fire here, and it's a Safek Isser Torah. And on Shabbos, because there's no fire, the Bishul is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's not an Isser D'Oraisa. So why is Basar B'Cholav a Safek Isser Torah, and Bishul B'Shabbos is only an Isser D'Rabbanan? We could say, possibly, that in the Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Machlokas Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rav Asher Pesel B'Chamei Tveria, you chayav al Bishul or not. Chizkiya says you are, you are Mevashel, it's no good, you're not allowed to be Mevashel. V'das Rabbi Yochanan, that you're Pater, and that's the Lokei Abavli, that L'Kulei Alma, you're Pater. And maybe the Rambam is Mesupik if we pass him like Chizkiya, like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, he holds up. Maybe Taka your chayav like Chizkiya, and he writes that it's Asr Misafek Veim Lokin Alze. He writes that it's a Safek Yisur Daraisa, because maybe we Taka Paskin that it is considered a Chamei Tveria is considered Bishul, even though there's no fire. Or from the Rambam, the 8th Perek of Ichus Karban Pesach, Halacha Yud, it seems a little bit that he holds that Bishul Pesel B'Chamei Tveria, your putter, so this is shver vort to say, that the Rambam holds, that maybe your Chayiv Pesach, and therefore you're also Chayiv Basar B'Cholav and Chamei Tveria, because he seems to hold Bishul B'Chamei Tveria on Pesach, with the Pesach, you are putter. There's another Shita, and that would be in Yoredeya, in Simon Pei Zayin, Sivav, the Mechaber writes, Hama'ushan v'hamavushal b'chamei Tveria ein lokin alav. If one smokes or cooks in the hot springs of Tiberias, he doesn't get malchus. Talking here about basar b'chalav. V'chein avashal basar b'meichalav, if somebody cooks meat in the way of milk, right, the water that comes up after it curdles, the milk curdles. So if somebody cooks meat in that, then what is or b'chol of mesa, b'chol of a dead animal? So in such a case, he is not getting malchus. So the Shach writes, yes, if you cook and you smoke in Chamei Tveria, no malchus. Chem Rabashu b'basar b'meichalav b'chalav mesa, right, there's no malchus. But there's still an Isser, aval Isura mi ha'ika. V'chein, kula mashma the Isura mi ha'ika. So in all these cases, there's mashma, there's an Isser. He also writes, in the Chalav of a mesa, or the Cholav of a Zachar. So in all these cases, there's still going to be an Isser, and the Mashmos is that they're all only Aster Rabbanah. Because Chol of Meser Zachar, there's only an Aster Rabbanah. So it's Mashma a little bit that by Ma'ushan and Mavusha B'chami Tveria, there is only an Isser the Rabbanah. So it emerges then that the Shita of the Shach is the opposite of the Shita of the Magid Mishnah. According to the Magid Mishnah, both Ma'ushan and Chamei Tveria are Safik Isser Torahs by Basar B'chalav, and Ladas HaShach, they're both Isser Derabbanans. And again, in the Rambam, the Mashmaus is that they're both, and that's the Magid Mishnah, they're both Safik Isser Torahs. So that is stage 2 of our journey. In stage 3 of our journey, we will hopefully dive into a beautiful Avnei Nezer in his classical Egli Tal, and we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, if you stay tuned, you will, please God, see wonderful, wonderful things, and I hope that we're able to get to it, and it will be incredibly sweet and eye-opening and enlightening. So please, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends, thank you so much for listening.